Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Great.
Great.
Happy New Year.
Good start of the year.
Well, I thought maybe for our first episode in 2020, you think along lines of New Year's resolutions and maybe things we want to straighten in our spiritual lives and tighten up and kind of focus on to deepen our relationship with God. I thought I would pick a scripture that kind of points in that direction. I think it's applicable for all of us, probably as well as our listening audience. And so the story is very familiar. It comes out of 1 Kings chapter 17. So it's the story of Elijah and the widow. So I'm sure a lot of our listening audience are familiar with that story. But let's go ahead and read that and then just get some of your feedback and see where this takes us. Okay, so Eric, if you'd be ever so kind as to read 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. I certainly appreciate it.
Then the word of the Lord came to him. Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink?" As she was going to get it, he called, "And bring me, please, a piece of bread." "As surely as the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land." She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah.
All right, very good. Thank you. All right, gentlemen, having heard the that scripture read in our presence. Just your first thoughts. What jumps off the page?
Verse 12, she had faith in Elijah. She said, "I don't have a cake, just a handful of meal." And but it turned out to be enough to feed her and him and for many days. So the faith she had in Elijah. So I guess it was the faith she had in God too then. But she believed he was from God.
Yeah.
That's just my initial thoughts. She didn't doubt him. She did as she said. And
it's interesting. I mean, if we get a little backstory of King Ahab, living very well in a palace, and yet people of his land are barely subsisting. All right, the substance of which they're sustaining their life is what? Measly little flour.
Yeah.
And they barely have enough for her and her son. Right. She does. Okay, I mean, she's a little resistant at first. I mean, right, my son and I, if we share with you, we're going to die. And we know if we read on, he actually does die, and Elijah then will restore his life. But that's good. Anybody else?
I think I don't make resolutions because it's a continuous chain. I think that story reflects on me that you have to trust in God no matter where you go, no matter what you do, what you're trying to change. I think one thing I will make a change is people, places, and things continue, because that's always a relapse for me.
Can you expound on that a little bit? Can you expound?
As far as trying to control
people, places, and things.
I have to continue to get rid of the junk, so to speak.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah.
You know, I have to. You know, even though I go through my disconnection at times, you know, I always have to remember that. Where I was at in 2018 or 2019 is not where I'm going to be in 2020. You know, I have to keep the faith and trust in Him to continue to feed me, you know, and continue to make me a better man.
Okay, all right. Good. Yeah, I like that too. I like that too. Anybody else? Anything you want
to... I think just going through, you know, the holiday period with, you know, big meals and feasting and, you know, and then just trying to get into the mindset of somebody that just has a little bit of flour and, you know, they know they're going to starve to death. And then still having, even in that situation, having faith in God that God will provide. You know, it's the essence of faith is what she showed.
Good, good. Anything you want to add there?
I think we look at it and reflect on it in today's world. You know, we're sitting here and reflecting about that what little, and I think we look at Neighbors of Hope and Fishes Those Food Pantry, is you know, people have come to us and have faith that God's going to provide us food to be able to serve to them, provide them, you know, some meals for them. And I think that you know, and they're gonna, the men and women that come to our program are having faith that we're gonna provide them a meal every day, and I think we have to look on that and reflect on that. That's God brings that to us. So you know, if it wasn't for this community and the people in this community that comes and either financially donates to us or they come and give, you know, food or drop off things, like that's the blessing. That's God's work, and I think that's. Well, this is kind of talking about we need to put our faith back in our lives. We need to trust that God will provide for all of us. You know, it may not be always exactly what you want, but it's going to be something. He's going to give you what you need. You know, because He's giving us His body. He sacrificed His body for us. So
good. Yeah. Excellent. Something else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just want to add to that. Like getting back to the text, as far as the backstory. Zarephath, is how you pronounce that?
Yeah, that's close enough.
That was back in that time in the story, that was the heart of like Baal worship. A lot of Baal worship going on back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to let people know that Elijah means Yahweh is God.
Mm.
Just those two things I wanted to add.
Okay, good, good. Excellent insights. Maybe something I'd like to add to all that. I think everybody was talking about the faith of the widow, even the faith of Elijah, right? He's following the instructions of the Lord. Go to this place. He goes. She recognizes that. He says, feed me, you know, that I may not die. Of course, we know she does sacrifice, and her son eventually ends up dying. But, faith is huge. It is there. I mean, that's a powerful message that comes from this little pericope in 1 Kings. I want us to think about what we do with our faith. All right. I think we studied a lot in 2019 at the end of it. We focused a lot on grace. And when we studied grace, we understood, you know, that's a gift. You have to receive. Right? You got to receive it. You can't take it. You can't claim it. You know, you can't own it. But what do you do with a gift? And particularly when we think Elijah and parallels with Jesus. I think of the story of the feeding of the multitudes. You know, something you referred to, Mark, before we went on the air. I think in John's gospel, the woman who comes to the well so often every day, right, to drink water, and then Jesus says, look, if you drink of me, It's living water. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. It doesn't run out. I don't think the grace of God runs out. But what do you do with the grace? What do you do with your faith once you have it? I think kind of one of the key insights is at the end of this little pericope, where Elijah, the jar of meal was not empty, neither did the jug of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. When you take whatever little bit of grace, what little bit of faith you have, you have to give it away. If God has at least wrongly understood his love, and the gift of love has been given to you, you have to give that love away. It's the only thing you can do with it. Or it's not love. You have to give it away. And it's one of these things that as we think about launching 2020, and we want to grow our spiritual formation, give God away, and all of a sudden you get more. And you give that away, and you get more. And you give it away, and you get more. All right? So, yeah, think about that. What are you doing with the faith that you do have? Are you giving it away? Is Jesus the living water, right, that never ends? Right, the feeding of the multitudes. Everybody gets some. Everybody gets enough. You just, right, with little, multiplies. If you're given a little faith, right, by the grace of God, how you doing it giving it away? Might be something to think about for 2020. All right, because that's what she does. She takes what little she has, she gives it away, and then it never ends. And you get, right? And that's the way it is with God. We give it away, and God fills us up again, and we give more away, and we start growing.
Bearing fruit.
Bearing fruit, yes. Yeah. Not clinging to the gift, not hiding it, not taking our light and putting it under a bushel. Remember those old songs?
Yeah. Right?
This little light, come on. All right, everybody now, right? what do you think about that?
Well, I didn't think about the part about Elijah's faith even going to that country or that area where it was like predominantly Baal worship. I wonder if he was persecuted, like if he was scared, like, oh, I might get killed, I might be rejected, I might be in danger myself. So I didn't think about that until you brought that up. I was just talking about the lady's, her faith, but he had faith as well.
Yeah, so we need faith.
Yeah.
Right? But we need to do something with it.
Well, they did.
Right? He does. He kind of gives it away to her.
Yeah.
She has faith in who he is, and she gives away her scarcity of food.
Gotcha.
And somehow, you know, we take God into our lives and we give God away to others. Right? If it's freely given to us, we freely give it away. This is what Paul writes about in Philippians when he's talking about Christ. Though he's equal to God, he did not see that as something to be exploited, but empties himself, right? Jesus just constantly, as Christ, is giving himself away. And we say, is he not still doing that? Is he not emptying himself into you? And you wonder, I mean, think of Jesus as kind of that vessel that's emptying himself, but never is empty of self. It's the eternal spring, the living water. It does not ever become depleted. Right? Or do we just kind of cling to the little bit of faith that God's given us, and we just say, no, this is mine, and you know, I hope you get it too. Right? Or do we just give it away, and then God fills us back up, and we give it away, and God fills us back up, and we just keep, right?
Well, I think it's pretty hard to have faith, let alone give it away to somebody else. The faith people do have, they probably just cling to it themselves.
So could that not be, I think we all need to be honest, is that are those some things that we've been doing? So when you look at 2020, is that something we could work on? You know, I resolve for 2020 to give more of God away to whomever I come in contact with.
And then I wonder if that would increase your own faith, if you practice giving it away.
Gives it away, fills you back up.
You really have it if you can't give it away.
Yeah,
that's not faith.
It's that
you
old
don't
thing.
Believe really?
A bell's a bell, or you know, what is it? A bell's not a bell unless it's rung. A song's not a song unless it's, I know, sung. And love's not love unless it's given away.
Okay.
So if you're not giving it away, it begs the question: do you even have it to? to give.
If it's not a verb, it's not a noun. It's got to be both.
Yeah. I think too, like, right, we got to look at it, sit back and reflect, is am I committed? Am I committed to him? Am I committed to his purpose that he has for me? If I'm committed, then am I going to be obedient to it? Is my obedience to his purpose for me, am I on track with that? Or am I off track? Like, where am I at in the level of my commitment, my obedience to Christ, you know, and to following?
Yeah. Closing word?
Yeah, but if you're committed to God, don't that mean you're obedient to God?
At least it means we should be. We should be.
Good point.
Very good, gentlemen. I'm glad each of you had something to share on this first episode in 2020 of Word Made Flesh. And until we meet again next week, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a women's and children's transitional housing program. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.